Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today on the phone for a second date update, we have a guy named Mike. His email said that he doesn't go out on a ton of dates because he's very busy with, quote, personal things.
Why do you take that as a bad thing?
I have no idea, but I want to find out what these personal things are. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, technically my name is Mike, but everyone calls me Mikey, so you know you can feel free to do that.
Okay. Mikey? What's up, Mikey?
Hey, guys, what's up? I listen to your show every day. I think you're so funny.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your email. What kind of personal things are you busy with that you can't go out on dates?
I'd rather not talk about that.
What do you mean? Is Jubal right? Is it something sketchy that you're doing on the side?
No, I'm just personal. You know, they're personal things.
Okay. All right. I don't want to get all up in your business, man. So you went out on a date with a girl named Nadine?
Yeah.
Okay. And how'd that go?
Well, I've been out in a while, and a friend of a friend set me up, and I was like, okay, you know, I should probably go.
Yeah.
You don't have to go, Mikey.
I should probably go. It would be nice.
Yeah, you need to socialize yourself, Mikey. This is good.
And then I looked her up on social media, and she was actually big, really, really attractive. She was good looking. You know, she had perfect golden brown eyes. They looked like moons. Like, her hair was awesome. Like, wow. I like him a little thicker, and like, she had the right shape and everything.
Okay.
So yeah, I was like kind of pumped, you know?
Yeah. So what'd you guys do?
Oh, we went out to a restaurant and we ate food, and I ordered a Salisbury steak, and it was like, okay. Like,
Where'd you go to that Salisbury steak? It was like Denny's?
I don't even want to say the name of the place because it was so bad. It was like dry and like stringy, and like it was just like, it was really, it was not.
How are we concentrating on a Salisbury steak right now when we're trying to talk about your date? I know nothing about this girl or how it went that night.
Well, she ordered a Reuben sandwich.
No, we're not wondering what food she ordered. Mikey, we're trying to ask you, like, how the date went, not necessarily all the particulars on the food, although I am still interested in Salisbury steak. I don't know where you get that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, on the actual date, we just talked. Like, I don't remember what we were talking about because, you know, she's pretty. There's a lot going on, you know? Like, you can't really remember a lot because, you know, I was just looking at this girl, you know, kind of nervous.
Were you engaged in the conversation, or was she just talking at you and you were just staring blankly back at her?
No, it was going good, I think, and I was talking to her about, like, this thing that I do. My friends and I find funny. I told her that I could do, like, cartoon voices.
Oh, yeah?
You pulled that
what
out
kind of
dinner,
voices do you do, Mikey?
I know this, well, the one that I did for her at the restaurant, do you guys know Patrick the Starfish on SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, everybody knows Patrick.
Yeah, I was at the table, and I, like, did Patrick for her. I was like, please pass the salt. I need some more salt on my stuff.
Okay, did you preface that with anything, or did you just start going into Patrick?
Well, I just thought that she would get what I was doing. It's a good Patrick voice. Like, why wouldn't she get it?
It is a pretty good voice. Did she like it? Did she laugh?
I mean, she was like, yeah. I think she liked it.
You know
when people are like pretending like they don't like it, but like you can tell that they really like
no.
it. You know?
Mikey, no. Did you have a conversation at all after that about how it was Patrick from SpongeBob, or did you guys just move on?
Actually, I don't remember if I told her or not.
Do you remember anything about this date other than doing the Patrick voice for her?
I remember the food. I remember the Salisbury steak and the Reuben.
Oh, my gosh, Mikey.
Where were you on this date? Like, were you drunk?
Are you drunk now is maybe a better question.
No, I don't drink, actually.
Surprise.
I'm just naturally fun.
You need to start, Mikey.
You do sound like a good time, but I don't know if people are going to be, like, on the same humor level with you right away when you're not explaining things.
Exactly, and she was drinking, so maybe that's why she, you know, was being weird.
Okay, so you remember she was drinking. Cool. So now we know that about your date. You guys went out, had Salisbury steak and Reuben sandwich. You made your Patrick from SpongeBob voice.
How did the date end?
I tried to walk her to her car, and I wouldn't have kissed her anyway because a gentleman never does that. But no, we did not kiss at the end.
Okay.
Did she, you right. guys make Nobody plans asked. To go out again?
Yeah. I mean, we were like, see you soon, you know, like, see you soon, bye. And then, you know, she just kind of drove off.
That's not really planned. Did it feel like she was jumping in the car trying to get away from you as quickly as possible?
I mean, she was headed home, so I, like, you know, I guess she was tired. I don't know.
Mikey.
That's why I need to call her and ask her.
Oh, my God.
All right. So how many times have you tried to get a hold of her since your date?
I called her twice, and I left a voicemail one of those times, and then I texted her, like, three times. Like, one was, like, words, and then the next one was emojis, and then the last one was, like, a picture.
What? Okay. A picture of what? What picture did you send her?
I sent her a GIF of Patrick.
Oh, you did?
Okay, well, at least maybe there's a connection there.
All right. Nice. Well, we don't know much about your date. We do know that you liked her, I think, but we'll play a song, come back, call her, and find out what happened on your date and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thanks. Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.